enlightenment is always sudden. It is a question of understanding, insight, illumination. It is like sudden lightning. It has always happened like that. Enlightenment is not something like an achievement. One cannot achieve it. One has to disappear for it to happen. It is an happening, and it happens only in the absence of the ego. And whenever you are doing something, the ego becomes more and more strengthened. The ego is a doer, and enlightenment happens in a state of non-doing. It is simply the realization of who you are. It is not a question of achievement. You are already it. Just an awakening. Just a turning in.
Hence, my emphasis is to drop the ego. With the dropping of the ego, you will find almost the whole world disappearing. The old world that was knit around the ego falls completely. And you start seeing people in a new light. Perhaps the same person that you may have criticized in the same situation, instead of criticizing him, you feel a great compassion for him. A great love. A deep desire to help. The same person and the same situation which you would have complained against, now your eyes are different. You see things differently. Perhaps you will see that in his place, in this situation, you would have behaved in the same way. There is nothing to complain. Your outlook will become more humane, more friendly. A deep acceptance of people as they are.
So the only way to get rid of this mess, this chaos, is to be aware. And once you are aware, you need not repress anything. You need not even drop. They start dropping on their own. They start disappearing on their own. That's what Buddha means when he says, let go of anger. Let go of pride. When you are bound by nothing, you go beyond sorrow. And these are the two things which are keeping you tethered in an insane state. These are the two things which are creating all your sorrow and misery. Ego, hidden behind, goes on working, poisoning you. Anger is either expressed, then it poisons your relationships with people, or it is repressed, then it poisons your own being.
Hence, my emphasis is drop the ego. With the dropping of the ego, you will find almost the whole world disappearing. The old world that was knit around the ego. False completely. And you start seeing people in a new light. Perhaps the same person that you may have criticized in the same situation, instead of criticizing him, you feel a great compassion for him. A great love. A deep desire to help. The same person and the same situation which you would have complained against, now your eyes are different. You see things differently. Perhaps you will see that in his place, in this situation, you would have behaved in the same way. There is nothing to complain. Your outlook will become more humane, more friendly. A deep acceptance of people as they are.